Yes. Oh, so the answer is yes. The short answer, but no, it's looking at preventing, mitigating the risk of hazards. It's then looking at being prepared if there's a hazard to be prepared to reduce the risk, and then there's at a, when a hazard occurs that you can respond to it in a proper way, so like evacuation things, and then after the hazard has occurred, there's the recovery phase. So those four phases are covered in the guide. So.